P-R-R-R-R-B.
Sabi Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM. Don't call because Ace is not answering the phones right now. And Scat RP is not permitted to answer the phones back there. No, I'm just playing. Now, what we're doing right now, we're doing the Sabi TV show. And we're taping a little segment. What I wanted to try to do is combine both of the shows because we don't have a budget and we had to do it on a real thin budget. So we got to do everything all at once. So we're doing the radio show up here now and we're doing the TV show. And I want to thank my man Passport Rad for coming in. What's good, man?
What's good with you, man?
Thanks now, how you been doing?
Been good, yo. Grinding, blessed. I can't complain.
Now, I asked this, my very first question.
Mm-hmm.
Every artist that comes up here, how did you get your name? Because that is kind of a unique name.
Yeah.
And it's not like, you know, Lil This, Young This.
Exactly. That's a great segue, too, man. Right. Instead of calling myself little, like, I'm 6'4", 260 pounds. You know, so I'm not little. I'm not young anymore, you know. I'm getting up there, so you know I'm not that young.
Yeah,
you know?
he has a wife. And, Ace, get this. He has a wife beat on. Came in. I was like, damn man, you big. Pause.
Yeah,
I said, are you a basketball player or something? They said, yeah, you used to play basketball. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so you know, it's a pee for that passport, you know, because we climbing. You know, it's just like a representation and just keep trying, keep climbing to a different goal and all that. You know, grown man stuff. So you know. That's the whole thing behind the name. Rav is that was the name that was given to me like early when I started as a producer. So I started off pushing beats throughout Jersey and throughout, you know, New York, Virginia and all of that. So mm-hmm. It started off as Ravenous Productions.
Okay.
And then from there went to Rav P, you know, so some people call me Rav P and then Passport Rav.
Because
you know?
I was like, okay, Passport Rav, Rav P. Which one is it? Because I was like, I don't want to say this guy's name wrong.
Yeah.
Now he's up here. I don't want him to hit me in the face.
Nah, it's all good, man. Either or, man. Rav, Rav P, Passport Rav, whatever, man, you know?
Now, where are you from?
Montclair, New Jersey. That's where I'm originally from, but just throughout whole Essex County part of New Jersey, really.
Now, I'm going to be your PR. Is that mm-hmm. is this your manager right
That's
now?
That's like my assistant slash photographer slash advisor. Like, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do your job real quick. No disrespect, because I read his bio.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you right now, because we posted this question.
Mm-hmm.
Is hip hop dead? Because you know, like, what they're playing on the radio now and all that.
Yeah.
Now, I read your bio. You graduated from Hampton University?
Well, I went to Hampton, but I went to college at
okay.
the end of the day.
Strike number one. You can't do that.
Yeah, as a rapper, right?
Yeah, if you're a rapper, you cannot. What did you major in?
Can't be college educated. Computer engineering. Networking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Strike number two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're still on strike number one. You work with like your resume is crazy long.
Yes. Well,
have you been arrested before?
I actually have, but I'm not very proud of it.
Okay,
either.
Well, I mean, that, we can use that.
Yeah,
we can use that.
That gains back another rapper point for me.
You ever been shot?
Nah, I've definitely heard a lot of gunshots, but
you
never
got an ankle
shot
bracelet
at.
On? Get this, Ace. Does he have an ankle
no
bracelet?
Ankle bracelet?
No ankle bracelet.
No. Nah. So you
do
know,
you like ratchet music?
Every once in a while.
Okay,
I think there's a time and place for that.
Okay, like I said, it has to balance it out.
Yeah.
You know what? So what do you think? Do you think he could be a rapper? Okay. All right. Well, okay. Well, you know, you passed the test. No.
Yeah.
But explain to my audience what your style is and who you were influenced by.
Influenced
like,
by growing up.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I ever recorded to was a Big Pun Fat Joe vinyl to John Blaze. That was the first thing
I
recorded to. And just freestyle to me. My brothers used just to freestyle and record on an 8-track. I owned the SP-12.
Okay.
So for my hip-hop heads, you know, I love hip-hop, man. Like, grew up on Nas, grew up on a lot of Big L.
Okay.
I feel like Big L kind of taught me how to rap as far as, like, how to structure my words and,
right.
like, how to make things flow right. AZ.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, just like Kool G Rap, you know, like just the dope cats who kind of paved the way for the artists, for the few dope artists that are still out here now, like that kind of fathered that style, you know, like, because, you know, like, in, you know, in my opinion, there wouldn't be no Lloyd Banks, no, like, right. you know, a lot of cats if it wasn't for Big L. You know, if it was, it wouldn't be no Fab before, if, like, Big L kind of paved the way a lot for that kind of style. So, you know, I feel like I'm under that as well, you know, where, like, those are the cats that I looked up to and wanted to, like, kind of rap, like, in a sense at first, you know, until I got my own style.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you named, like, Nas and Kool G Rap and, you know, some other MCs that are out right now. And you know how their style was back in the day.
Yeah.
Does it make you, like... Does it make you mad that they had, like, they switched up a little bit, or you see what I'm saying? Because, like, the thing now is you have to be relevant, which, you know, I think is stupid.
I think Nas is, I'm a huge Nas fan.
Right.
I was definitely upset. I was upset.
Do you like his new album?
I love it, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I love his new album. I think it's his best work in a long time. And I definitely think it's, like, overall one of his greatest works ever. There's a lot of, like, rumors and stuff going around about the writing.
You know what?
I try to ignore it because it's just, like, it will crush me as a Nas fan, like, if that's the case. But it's just incredible. And it's really so good that it kind of makes me wonder. You know, I know he has a lot of help and he has a lot bigger budget now. Production
that's
is
what
way
I'm
better. All of that. And all, but it's just, it's so dope that it's just, like, for real Nas, like, I haven't heard this
from
you.
But you know what, though? I mean, but isn't that the norm in hip-hop? Like, if you get, like, a lot of great minds together and they come up with the ideas and say, just say that. You know, I mean, they're not saying that they wrote the whole...
But they had a lot of influence.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case.
I mean, that's everybody, you know? Everybody falls victim. That even, you know, Jay even says, you know, he has the same, like, few people he goes to. And, like, Todd is one of them. It's just like, is this whack? Is this hot? You know, just, like, he'll help him, you know, in a sense, but... If that's the case, then that's fine. But, you know, I just really hope that isn't it, you know, because, you know, he's definitely one of my biggest influences, Nas.
Right. Now, up in Mount Clair, you know, where you're from, like, how's the hip-hop scene up there, like, in Essex County?
It's beautiful.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really much support, but the amount of competition and the amount of dope MCs that's out there makes you grow automatically. Like, there's so... Honestly, I mean, there's probably not too many people that heard of Montclair rappers, but there's so many dope ones out there that I grew up around that is just like, if you spit a whack verse, you would be the oddball.
Are they still doing anything now?
Yeah, there's a few people out there that's still doing that thing, definitely. And, you know, and people have different goals and different ideas of where they want to take their career and whatnot. But at the end of the day, the talent's just always been there.
Oh my God, you said at the end of the day, you're using a new... generation thing. Get the hell off my show. I cannot stand. Every rapper says that at the end of the day. I cannot stand that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just think big picture, you know? Big picture, man.
Now, since you're a part of the New Jersey hip hop scene as a producer, as an MC, which one do you like to do better, producing or MCing?
There's politics in both. I love it at, you know, different times, you know, whatever mood I'm in. In politics and producing, I definitely came close to getting a lot of beats placed for big name artists and stuff like that.
Okay.
But there would always be something in the way like, oh, but my little cousin make beats too. And change this up, you know, make the sample like this and all of that. You know, it's just like with the A&Rs, I would say.
Now we got to name drop a little bit. Now, who did you make? You made a couple beats for some well-known MCs out there, right?
I guess not. You know, it's all right. Ransom.
Okay,
I used to be down with the 18.
Name drop, brother. Damn, come on, we're on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't got a beat placed on a major album, so it's just like in my eyes, it's just like it's whatever, you know. You know, I made a beat for Ransom. I'll Be Back, who was in the ATL movie, and you know, he's doing his thing in the hip hop scene a little something. Swerve and Sig, who had a pretty big LP called the. Cold Winners, that was released on Two Dope Boys and all that, had a beat placed on there. I worked with Liveson at one point, who engineered Jadakiss' first album. For a little bit, I worked with Seth Gnarly, who was just big out in the Bronx or whatever. A few artists, you know,
he's name dropping right now. Get the artists. We want this.
Yeah, you know, but I actually got a beat placed on MTV. I mean,
really?
it's still pending, but yeah, I have the contract and everything like that. So,
this is recent.
Yeah, recent. Yeah, this year. That was like one of my big accomplishments this year, getting that beat, get a contract with Viacom, man. That just
now, like, can you talk about it? Like what show is it going to be?
It's not official yet, but the contracts are there. And the paperwork is there, but it's still a waiting process as far as picking a beat. You know, it may take up to a year, you know, before that beat gets played, before I even see a check. But it's definitely there and in the waiting list or whatever.
That's what's up. Now, you were placed on some pretty credible websites, allhiphop.com and Two Dope Boys. How was that when you seen your projects or your material posted on those websites, because nobody, everybody cannot be placed up there.
Yeah.
Especially two dope boys. I mean, mm-hmm. you have to be official. So, like, how did that make you feel when you actually saw that?
That the hard work's paying off.
Exactly.
You know, that I'm not doing this for no reason, because there's a lot of points where it's just like, I know I'm dope. You know, the people who know me know I'm dope. They know my talent and know what I'm capable of, know that I've made all these albums of just material. And but it's still a lot of hard work that's required for you, for people to respect that.
Right.
And to finally, you know, get, you know, prestigious sites or just people to respect it, it's just like, it's amazing. You know, that's what I feel like I do this for. You know, I'm not necessarily doing this to get rich. It's not really a get rich quick scheme to me. And people could tell in my music, you know, I definitely don't make radio music, none of that.
Right.
You know, I'm making music for the folks that like that good old fashioned hip hop. So yeah,
but
man,
you know, it's about to turn back around though. You know that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, try to like people.
Then you're gonna start making money. Then he's gonna like, yeah, I'm making money.
It's everything, man. Everything. It's just a circle, man. It all goes in a circle. You know, like in the 80s, it was a lot of party music, a lot of, you know, dancing, breakdancing stuff. 90s came to that golden era, you know, spitting ill lyrics, dope beats.
Right.
2000s is kind of back to that party, you know, baggy clothes, blah, blah. 2012, you know, the 16-year-olds are making 90s-sounding hip-hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so but they're like, wearing clothes like 3-year-olds.
Listen,
it's
man.
Like mad,
what did they wear in the
70s?
What did they wear in the 70s?
It's not all, that tight. Were they that tight?
Man, they had feathers on in the 70s.
But that was dope, though. This right here is suspect.
It's all a circle, man. It's all a circle.
Did
you
they
know,
used to wear fingernail polish? I see dudes with like different color hair. That's not
normal. It's a full circle. That's it sounds like 70s, 80s to
that's
me,
it's not
man.
My circle.
I don't do it. You see, my jeans is fit well. My private parts are quite open and they're not hugged up or none of that. I'm quite comfortable, but I don't knock it, man, because I already see it. Like.
I do. It's horrible. I don't care. It's horrible. Look.
Yeah, teach his own.
Tell me about the new project that's out now and the two dope boys. That's on their website right now, correct?
Yeah, yep.
Uh-huh. Now, that's the EP?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, now tell
EP,
me about that.
It's solely produced by Sal Dally out of Ohio. He's a dope producer.
Now, how'd you hook up with him?
He produced a joint on one of my previous projects called Unemployment Check Tier 2. Mm-hmm. And he was just, the music was dope. So after a while, I was just like, man, let's just make a quick 8-track EP, you know, all your beats, you know, and pick one good sound, stick to it. I got the sponsors from Two Dope Boys, Get Right Music, and Spate Media.
Okay.
And from there, I just kind of just took off with it. Set the marketing plan and scheme. It dropped on July 4th, and it's just doing well. A lot of countries worldwide are picking it up.
Word.
Hence, the name of it is called Passport Stamps. So, you know.
It's dope.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate that, yo. And I appreciate everybody who downloaded it and just gave it love. You know, it's like the number two downloaded, most downloaded areas in France. And,
are you serious?
And yeah. It's like the U.S.
You're getting that overseas love, man.
Yeah.
That's
just,
dope.
Shout out to Dope Music Addict. She's actually the CEO of that is actually on the intro talking or whatever. And she really loves our music and is just working on getting me out there or whatever to perform. So I'm pretty sure that's where a lot of the France downloads came from.
Right.
Was from that site, Dope Music Addict. And then just a lot of overseas just randomly, you know, it just feels good to just see people randomly tweet my music, you know, from all
now,
parts of the world.
Now, let me ask you a question. Like, are you perceived more overseas or here in the States?
I would say here in the States, but by
really?
A little bit more.
Overseas?
A little bit more in the States. It's probably like 60-40.
Okay.
And, but beyond that, even to a more smaller note, like just locally, like, man, like I get way more love outside of Jersey than I do
I
in Jersey.
Now,
absolutely.
Now, speaking of that, now, the Jersey hip-hop community, is it close here to you? I mean, are you cool with everybody? Like, how is that all working out? Because I heard some people say they don't like it. It's not unified enough.
Absolutely
some people
not.
Say that it's cool. I mean, like, what's your take on that?
It's just when you look at the demographic, you look at the how Jersey is made up. Mm-hmm. And just naturally, people are going to stick to where they're from, you know, and it's just so many counties, there's so many towns, there's so many cities, like, you know, Newark heads, they stick to Newark people, if anything, you know, and even broken down in their section, and then Montclair is as small as a town as Montclair is, it's like divided, you know, everything is divided, so it's like, yo, the mentality is, yo, you're not from my block, like, you could rap, like, you got good music, but you ain't from my block, so I'm not going to support you, and that's literally what it is, and the block could be, you know, these towns would be made up of, you know, a mile, 2 mile long towns of that don't mess with the next town that's 2 miles long. So it's just like it's so separated. So and that it kind of makes it hard to grind out here right. and really get respect, you know. But as far as the people, you know, that I came up with, and then, you know, certain people outside of my town or whatever, yeah, I definitely get respect. People see it, you know, like at this point, I feel like they have to. It's like I'm definitely doing a lot. I'm doing a lot for Jersey artists, absolutely, right. and getting on these sites that a lot of Jersey artists aren't. So it's
exactly.
just like they definitely see my work.
Right.
Are they supporting it? Are they coming to shows and all that? I don't know. Not necessarily, but I think that's just anywhere you go, man. Most of these artists who blew up, man, it was somebody from a different area that helped them get on, you know? So
that's what's up.
That's how it is.
Now, what's up? What's next after the EP? Are you going to make a full-length album? And if so, like, how can people... when is it going to come out?
Yeah.
And well, I guess I don't want to ask, well, how can they get it, but
yeah,
you'll promote it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what you're absolutely. Here for.
Well, you know, everybody that's out there that's tuning in, man, following me at Passport Rav.
Yes, sir.
The website is imravp.com. All my music is on there. I definitely have a project that I plan that's in the works. I'm always working on something, you know, but this one is solely produced by me, and it's coming out, I want to say, early 2013. I'm kind of falling back from the creation side. I'm just focused on shows.
Okay.
At this point, yeah, just more or less focused on shows. I got a show on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, August 29th.
Yep,
I'm headlining Club Pyramid.
Okay.
August 29th
New York, right?
In New York. Yep.
Okay.
Avenue A. 9 o'clock. This is my first headline show this year, so
who's
it's another big, big accomplishment. I really don't know the other artists.
But about to say we don't care.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say it in a nicer way, but you know,
he's gonna shut it down. We don't care. Club Pyramid,
in
New York City this Wednesday,
August 29th, Wednesday. But before that even happens, this is what's really gonna go down this week. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, August 28th, I'm dropping my newest video this year. It's called Perverted Since 83. It's produced by the Custodian of Records, a phenomenal producer. Yeah, you already know that's my brother from another mother,
yes,
in
sir.
Different color. But yeah, Perverted Since 83. Yes, he's very white.
Really? I didn't even know that. But
he's one of the best rappers I ever met. Anyways, produced by Custodian of Records, directed by Nimi Hendrix, Perverted Since 83. That video is going to be phenomenal. Has a dope plot to it. That drops on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I'm headlining Club Pyramid in New York City.
Oh, man, you got a lot of stuff going on. Plus, plug your website, too, man, because I did go on your website.
Yeah.
That's where I got all your information from.
Word.
Background checks. But no, but plug that, because you got, like, a lot of good stuff going
on. Yeah, man,
like,
all
like
the music's
people can
on
get in
there.
Contact with you.
All the music, all the videos, the interviews. I'm posting the pictures up probably tonight on imravp.com. Go on there to get the pictures. There's 30-plus events that I performed at in the last year and a half that you can see the pictures or footage from. You can sign up and network with other people that's on there. And, you know, imravp.com. Twitter's at Passport Rav.
Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for coming in.
Well, no doubt, man.
Look, the EP's out right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can go on bandcamp.com, download it for free.
Mm-hmm.
You will not... You will be satisfied.
Word.
You'll be satisfied times 10.
Appreciate that,
I
man.
I mean, it's pretty dope.
For real.
Also, last question. How was it you... making a song with Johnny Prince, because he is a dope MC.
Yeah, we were on the same bill. We performed at Bowery Poetry Lounge.
Okay.
And this was after I performed. You know, most MCs that get off the stage, they're just like, you know, forget everybody else, you know, but I listen.
You're doing that this Wednesday.
Yeah. But, you know, the ones that stick out to me at shows, I stay in touch with, man, and Johnny Prince rocked out at that show. And
nice,
it was just
man.
Like back-to-back dope beats, L rhymes. I'm just like, yo, we got to do something. So that track, and I appreciate you for playing that.
Yeah,
power to the people. He sent me the track. You know, we felt mutual about each other's skills, you know, and respect for the MC. We did that track, Power to the People, is featuring Divine Karama, who's another dope MC, and
right.
he's all over the internet. And yeah, man, that track is dope. And you can download that on Two Dope Boys too.
Yes.
Or just Google it. It's called Power to the People, Johnny Prince featuring Rav P and Divine Karama.
Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for coming in.
No doubt, man.
Passport Rav.
Yeah.
Passport Stamps.
Is the EP. Uh-huh.
Eight joints, right?
Eight original joints.
Eight original joints. Hey, look, we're going to get into the one joint because you were like, oh, do you have this? I'm like,
of course. Yeah, edited joint. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, I edited it.
Oh, yeah, you edited
it. Yes, because.
Oh, I didn't send you an edited version?
No, I had to do it myself.
Oh, appreciate that, man.
Pay me after the show.
Right, I got you.
No payola up here. And I'm just playing.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, man, I want to thank you for coming in. We're definitely going to be supporting you. You got a show this Wednesday. We're going to be checking out for that.
Word.
The video is going to be coming out too.
Tuesday. Day before.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Look, I want I appreciate you coming in.
No doubt, man.
I salute you for putting out very good music because I know how this day and age is. You know, it's hard to sell it. It's hard to promote it. But this right here, what you have right here,
yeah,
is dope, man. I want to thank you for coming in. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Yeah, you already know, man. Shout-out to everybody that's supporting your boy, Rav P, for that Passport, because we climbing Jersey. Follow me on Twitter, at Passport Rav. Keep supporting that dope hip-hop music. You support it, it supports you.
Hey, look, I want to thank you for coming in. And support it, man, before he punches you in the face.
Already.
Sabi Radio, what's getting to your music, man? Hip-hop on Sabi Radio on WPRB 103.3 FM.